Battle Star from Oasis. Those gigs are happening. Oasis are back.
What a song. First track on their first album.
I know.
Whoa.
It's not a bad one, is it?
Not a bad one.
Awesome. Oh, my God, those live gigs are going to be...
Oh, incredible.
The build-up is going to be relentless.
It's not far away.
Is it like
July the
90
4th.
Days or something?
Something like that, yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah. 3 months today.
Is it really?
Yeah, 4th of July is the first one.
In Cardiff?
Yep.
Yeah. Are you going?
No.
No, me neither.
But it'll be great.
I think at Radio X, we all got giddy thinking, oh my God, Oasis are playing. Radio X love Oasis. I mean, it's a match made in heaven. Yeah. We're all going to be at all the gigs.
We'll all be backstage.
Oh,
at every
yeah, it'll
gig.
Be brilliant. Yeah. Yeah. And all of a sudden, the reality starts to kick in.
Yeah.
Well, did you get tickets? Well, no, but no. We're Radio X, right? And Oasis, right? Liam Gallagher, Noel Gallagher, right? Yeah, it didn't work like that. Oh. Okay. We'll see. Fingers crossed we'll get to see Oasis live. Right, very quickly. The lines are still open for today's 20 seconds to 20K. You've got 10 minutes if you want to text in. If you want to try and be on the game today and actually play to try and win some money, answer this question. Do You Want To was a 2005 hit by which Scottish band? Do You Want To? Scottish band, 2005. If you want to play 20 seconds to 20K, if you fancy it, give it a whirl. You could win some money. Text the word play followed by your answer and send it to 83936. Text the word play followed by your answer, 83936. That'll text, it'll cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. We'll close the lines at 7:45 this morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including online entry, are at radiox.co.uk. You could be winning money today. Or a mug. We've got to have a winner today. We've got to.
I've said it for the last 2 days. Yeah. I've got a good feeling about today, Chris.
Yeah. No, me too.
Has to be today.
Maybe you should stop having a good feeling.
Yeah, true, too. Actually.
Reverse psychology.
My waters are betraying me.
Do You Want To as a 2005 hit by which Scottish band? Text the word play, then your answer, 83936. You could be playing the game after 8 this morning.
The Chris Moyle Show, 20 seconds to 20K, Radio X.
What's going on now? What's going on out there now? Oh, God, there's just stuff happening outside, right outside the studio window. The temptation's ludicrous.
It's not fair, is it?
It's not fair
Dominic
on me.
Burn.
No, that's totally the wrong...
Hello,
no,
who are you?
Totally the wrong jingle. It was meant to be this jingle. Apologies for that.
We get letters. We get back and back the letters.
Oh, letters. We get letters. And the letters all have...
Start your text with the word play. That's what I said, not win, it's play. Just check your text and see if you... And it's also got a text, not a WhatsApp, all right? Because I can see them. If I can see them on the screen, you've done it wrong. I'm talking to you, Matt. All right? There you go.
There are others.
Right, what we got?
Well, now, this is right up your street.
Go on.
And right up Rob DJ's street.
Oh, go
as
on.
Well. If you are a Leeds United fan...
Is this from Luton Town?
No, it's not from Luton Town. Right. No, it's not. If you're a Leeds, this is all about Leeds, not Leeds Luton.
Okay. Sadly.
If you're a Leeds United fan, old or new, age 17 plus, local to Leeds and available for a one-day shoot on either the 24th or the 25th of April, please get in touch. It's an exciting new campaign for Leeds United Football Club in which you might spot a few familiar faces.
Oh.
No acting experience is necessary.
Right.
Just confidence and a love for your club. It's quite cryptic, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you're going to be part of some
Who's
kind
this
of...
from?
So it's a casting agency who've basically put an appeal out for Leeds United fans. They're obviously working with the club and they want to do some kind of big campaign and they need loads of Leeds United fans to take part.
Oh.
You just need to be 17 plus. That's
what,
all.
What size?
Well, no, it's not. We're not
Pippa's friends,
yeah.
Hey.
Do you want me to read out the... email address
no.
so people can get in touch or not?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Well, you can
Google me and Rob
it anyway.
It.
You can Google it. But it's kind of, it's quite intriguing.
Start your text with the word play!
Mm.
Idiots. Sorry about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Rob should do it, shouldn't he?
But he doesn't say what it's for.
Doesn't say what it's for, no.
Hmm.
It says casting call. Does that mean you've got to act?
No, it says no act. Well, you might have to act, but no acting experience.
I love Leeds United.
Yeah. I mean, Rob would be brilliant. I mean, Rob can act. So, you know, he may be at a disadvantage, obviously.
Yeah, but then, you know, it depends. What, if they're trying to do a pro Leeds thing and is they going, it's about time they dropped Melly here. Carl Dowell yeah. played for Wales the other night. What's going on?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I like Farker and everything. Daniel, that's the manager. I'm not swearing.
That's it.
But, you know, old Butterfingers. Come on now.
Now, it's the 24th or the 25th of April. So, if you are available.
Do I have to be in Leeds?
Yes.
Can they come to London?
I don't think so.
I think it's going to work for me.
Entirely based in Leeds.
It's not going to work for me.
Should we suggest it to Rob on Tuesday?
I think so. I think get Rob. Oh, wouldn't
that
be brilliant?
The bus is going. The bus is going.
Oh, is it? Oh.
My bus. There you are.
Ah, well, that's good. The temptation has left the building.
Yeah.
Which is lovely. Yeah, let's mention this to Rob DJ on Tuesday and try and get him on there. Imagine if it's a big TV ad campaign and Rob is fronting it. Awesome. Now, one more quick one before we go, because we have to do these today.
Yeah.
You can send some flowers.
Oh.
Who have I?
Pippa has.
Oh.
Thanks for a magical time, Big D.
Oh.
Dan.
Now.
Dan Walker sent you more flowers.
It can't be. Dan Walker.
Yeah. It's genuine.
No, it's.
Because
Big D,
it says.
Big D. Do you call him Big D?
Yeah.
I don't call him
Everyone calls him Big D.
I don't call him Big anything.
Yeah. He's just sent you some flowers, just out of the blue. He's just sent you some flowers.
Do you know they are very, very pretty?
They're very pretty.
Oh, that's so kind.
It's from your lover.
Yeah, it's from Dan Walker.
He's not my lover. But how do you know it's Big D, though? I mean.
Well, it says Big D.
Yeah, but
it says,
you know,
thanks for
Dan...
magical time, Big D.
What's the magical time you had?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't had a magical time with Dan.
Well, he certainly did.
Right,
Big D could be...
I mean, it might have been a troll for you, but it's magical for him.
D could be Donna, or...
Have you had a magical time with Donna?
Is it Big Debs?
No.
Do you have a magical time with her?
I mean, I always do when I see Big Debs, yes.
Have you seen her recently?
No.
And this wouldn't be the first time Dan Walker has sent you flowers, lest we forget.
Everything's pointing this way.
Yeah, it is. Well, and that's the worry.
Yeah. Big D.
How blooming lovely.
Aren't they lovely?
Blooming, you see, like flowers.
Yeah.
That's so kind.
Yeah.
He's desperate, isn't he?
Thanks, Big D.
I'm just going to say it now. I'm going to sound like I'm in the 70s.
Come
He's
on now.
To get his leg over, isn't he?
Right.
Leg over.
Leg over.
He wants to get his leg over.
No, he does. He's a very happily married man.
He wants to have it away with you.
Yeah, no. he does. He wants to... Get off with you.
He wants to have it off with you.
Have it off.
He's just being kind.
Mm-hmm.
Kind.
That's a lovely thing, though, isn't it?
He wants a bit of how's your father.
He doesn't.
You should slap
message
and tickle.
Yeah. You should message him and say thanks for the flowers. A bit of what was that?
That's the noise he makes. He's getting on a bit.
Yeah.
A bit of WD-40. I'll sort that right out.
Dom at radiox.co.uk. I'm off next week, but I imagine
what?
You might do them or you might not do them.
Oh, why are you not here next week?
Yeah, I'm not here next week.
Having a holiday, aren't
I? I am. First one since Christmas. I can't wait for a lie-in.
Oh, my God.
Dom at radiox.co.uk, or you can send stuff through the post still, sure, to this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square, in London, WC2H, 7LA.
We'll be right back. The Chris Moyle Show.
Radio X. The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Welcome to Wilderness 101 with me, Wolf Johnson, survival expert. Imagine your car is broken down somewhere like this. What's the plan of action?
Call green flag.
Incorrect. There's no phone signal out here, so it's vital we locate a water source and search...
Actually, you can contact their breakdown service on your iPhone, even with no phone signal.
Foraging for food is crucial.
No need, Wolf. Green flag's got you. Roadside assistance via satellite on iPhone. Available with green flag. Requires iPhone 14 or later models.
Green flag! iOS 17 or later required. Green flag breakdown is underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Get that holiday booked feeling at Matalan. There's 15% off holiday shop, including swimwear, beachwear, summer fashion, selected luggage and selected brands too. Just in time for the half-term holidays. Shop in-store and online at matalan.co.uk while stocks and the sun last. T's and C's apply.
It's fast, it's exhilarating, it's team sport. The UK's number one indoor karting experience. Battle it out at speeds of up to 40 miles per hour and feel the thrill of acceleration as you race to the finish line. Team Sport Karting has over 36 locations. There's a track near you. Save 10% when booking online. Use the code GET10 on the Team Sport website. Verification at team-sport.co.uk.
Hello, UK. At Benenden Health, we offer access to affordable private healthcare.
We like affordable.
You'll love this then, Roz. You see, we're all about our members, not profit.
What's the
price, Angelo? It's less than £16 per person per month.
Can anyone join?
Yes, Sam. 870,000 people and thousands of businesses are already with us. So, what are you waiting for? Search Benenden Health for affordable private healthcare. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, what you thought you were getting may not be what you ended up with. From unexpected site fee increases, running costs, a huge depreciation in value, many owners feel they've been missold. If you think this might be you, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive the compensation you're entitled to. Text ADVICE to 78900 to find out more. That's ADVICE to 78900.
So, Mrs. Johnson, as a guest of this wedding, did you have to drive 200 miles to get here?
I did.
And do you, Mr. Johnson, have to drive all the way back home again this evening?
I do.
Well, I declare that perhaps you better get a travel lodge.
Wedding coming up. Better get a travel lodge. Find great value, king-size comfort. At travelodge.co.uk.
This Easter, Waitrose have made things a little extra. We've made chocolatey croissant-shaped eggs with the number one blonde chocolate croissant. We've put eggs inside other Easter eggs, like our number one cracking pistachio. We've even made number one flat Easter eggs. Thick slabs of egg-shaped chocolate with delicious toppings. Might keep that one for myself. So go on, it's Easter. Make it good. Waitrose, food to feel good about. Selected stores, subject to availability. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and Concessions.
The Kickabout.
With Johnny Vaughan.
I've spent time on a beach.
Yeah.
With Jurgen Klopp. His disadvantage whenever you play any card game with him, yeah?
Yeah.
What he doesn't realise, and Jurgen, if you're listening, I can see your cards in your glasses.
Of course, he's got the big glasses.
Yeah, you can see exactly what he's holding in his blind cards. But even worse than that,
you can see his cards in his teeth.
Yeah. In fact, I've got to tell you, Gav, when he had them lined up right, his teeth, literally, I can see. It was like a royal flush.
The Kickabout. With Johnny Vaughan. Tomorrow morning from 11.
Radio X.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
I don't think there's a show anywhere else on the planet that is as awesome as this one.
Radio X.
7:46 in the morning, Friday, which means the lines are closed for today's 20 seconds to 20K. Are we going to have a winner today?
I'm really saying
yes.
I really, really hope so.
Monday, I'm not so sure. You know, it's the first one. You don't know. They could win £20,000. They could win nothing. They could win anything. And you just never know on the first one. Anyway, they won nothing. They got a mug. Tuesday, he got the first one right, went for the second one and didn't get it.
Yeah.
Wednesday, didn't get it. Thursday, yesterday, didn't get it.
No.
Close, but no cigar.
Lots of mugs.
It was wake me up when September ends. And he goes, when September comes, I need a bit more than that.
I think he just said it again, didn't he?
Yeah.
When September comes? No, I just said that.
Those flowers, by the way, that Pippa got sent from Dan Walker were from Ginger and Blossom.
Oh, lovely.
That's the name of the place. It's right. Not a couple of people.
Yeah. That's nice.
So there you go. That's Ginger and Blossom.
Ginger and Blossom. What lovely flowers they are as well.
Ginger and Blossom florist.
Dan's got good taste, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Must have.
He likes you, doesn't he, Pip?
He really does, Pip.
Oh, Dan Walker.
Absolutely.
Walking into your life.
He's a classic, quite literally.
They are very pretty.
Aren't they beautiful?
Yeah.
He's come on.
Yeah.
What?
You're going to have to give it at some point.
Do what?
If he sends you one more bunch of flowers, is that it? It's a done deal. You know, you were.
It's just a nice thing to happen, isn't it?
Isn't it lovely?
Hey, I need to check with Phoenix. Something's happened, and I'm like, I don't know. Phoenix, are you there?
Hello.
So, I've just gone on the Radio X app, right? And if you go on the Radio X app, Global Player is called the official Radio X app, right? And you go to Radio X, so you can listen to Radio X. That's how it works. The video, as if we're live, is in the top right-hand corner. But it's just a replay of the first 25 minutes of today's show. That doesn't normally happen, does it?
Ugh, no. I'll talk to engineering. Happens sometimes.
Yeah, like, I'm all right with it.
Yeah.
But it just means that if you... So if you open up the app, it'll play Radio X, Global Player. It's really good. Get the app. But if you... But the video box is up. So if you hit the video, the first 25 minutes of the show will play. From this morning.
Yeah.
So you can either listen live to me now, or if you go, oh, this is boring, you can just go back and listen to the first half hour of the show, which is weird, and watch it. There you go.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing,
I suppose. You can have a little look for a second. If you've never seen what our studio looks like, yeah. If you've never watched us before, you can do that now.
I thought you did that on purpose, Phoenix. I thought that was you.
Yeah, just doing a little remix, I think.
Do you mean it's a mistake?
Yeah, I think it's the encoders stuck.
The encoders
stupid
stuck.
Encoders! Stuck again.
Hate it when that happens. When will they learn?
Hey, I've got something brilliant to tell you in a few minutes. You're going to love this. Tiff and I watched a movie last night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's blown my mind.
Oh, really?
Now, it might just be me because I'm a nerd, but I'll tell you the story after Travis and Gaslight on Radio X.
Is there something wrong with me? Because I don't feel you're ignoring me. Golden showers on my head. Rainbows missing presumed. I think I might just stay in bed.
Travis and Gaslight at Radio X. It is 7:52. We'll play 20 seconds to 20K after 8 o'clock this morning. And then the Platinum Hour is on at 9. Yeah. So listen to this right now. This is either, you're either going to be like, oh, wow, or you're going to be like, and? And it's just me being a nerd.
Right.
We watched a movie last night. Tiff and I sat down and watched a movie.
Mm.
We watch different things. Sometimes we watch TV shows. Like Tiff's currently watching Married at First Sight Australia.
Yeah.
We're dipping in and out of Drive to Survive. Mm-hmm. We've got certain other shows we've got. So last night we go and watch a movie.
Mm.
And it's called Jura Number 2.
Ooh. Right. Yeah. I've not heard of it.
Came out last year.
Okay.
Is this the sequel to Jura Number 1?
No.
Ah.
Somebody is the second juror in a court case, hence Jura Number 2.
Ah. Right.
I made the same awful joke. So we can't watch this. We haven't watched the first one.
That was the question.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Tiff picked it. She goes, hey, I think I found a movie we both haven't seen. Do you want to watch it? It looks good. So I said, you know what? Let's just watch it.
Mm.
She goes, do you want to watch the trailer? Nah, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Anyway, it stars Nicholas Hoult.
Oh, okay.
Now, you may know Nicholas Hoult's work. Mm. He was the little lad in About a Boy with Hugh Grant. He then went on to be in, was it Skins on E4?
Yeah, that's right.
Right? He's a decent actor.
Yeah.
So he's the main lead in it, right? So I'm like, there you go. Then some, one woman plays his wife who is, she's really familiar, but she's young. And I'm like, she reminds me of someone. She's really familiar.
A young Lenny Henry.
No, not a young Lenny Henry. But I'm like, but she, I don't know who she is. Anyway, I'm trying to work out who she is. And then the next person to appear on the screen is Toni Collette.
Right.
Yeah.
Who was also in About a Boy.
Fabulous actress. Also in the movie About a Boy.
Yeah.
Hey, what are the odds? Mm. Those two were in the same film before. He was the little boy. And now they're in a, you know, he's a grown man. Yeah. And he's in another film with Toni Collette.
Yeah.
How great is this? But who is she? Who is she? Who is she? Anyway, the movie goes on.
Mm.
Next person to appear is Kiefer Sutherland.
Hey, oh.
Kiefer's in it. There's our mate, Kiefer Sutherland. He's our buddy.
Is it a new film?
Came out last year. Driving me mad. Who is this woman? So I search. Her name is Zoe Deutsch. And I'm like, she looks... just mannerisms, the way she talks. Zoe Deutsch's mum is Leah Thompson, who basically plays Marty McFly's mum in Back to the Future.
No, really?
Yeah. So I'm like...
And you recognise her straight away?
Oh my God, she looks like her mother when her mother was that age.
Wow.
She sounds like her mannerisms, her smile, it's everything. It's uncanny.
Wow, Zoe Deutsch.
Yeah. So then I start looking at who's in the film as I'm watching the film. Now, without giving too much away, it's a case, and there's a woman who is murdered, right? And it's all about what's gone on. So... she gets a credit. Of course she does. She's an actress.
Yes.
Clint Eastwood is her dad.
What? Really?
I've never heard of this film ever. I'm like, there's Nicholas Hoult from About a Boy. There's Toni Collette from About a Boy. Well, they're in the same movie together. Who is she? I recognise her. It's Marty McFly's mum's... it's technically Marty McFly's sister, let's be honest about it. Oh, look, there's our mate Kiefer Sutherland. Who's that woman there, the actress that plays the woman who gets murdered? Oh, my God, it's Clint Eastwood's daughter. And then there's a woman who's in charge of the jury, and I'm like, she looks familiar. That's Sam Rockwell's wife.
Oh, wow.
And my mate knows Sam Rockwell really, really well.
And she's in White Lotus.
She's in White Lotus.
Right.
It's just full of loads of different people. And then there's another woman part of the jury, and I'm like, she's so familiar to me, but it's her voice more than anything else. And I really recognise her voice. So then I search her. She played Cindy, known as Black Cindy, in Orange is the New Black.
Right.
You would absolutely recognise her. And I'm like, oh my God, she was brilliant. It's literally just full of all these amazing people.
That's a who's who.
Then the film ends, and there it is, produced and directed by Clint Eastwood. I'm like, my God!
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
It's a great film.
How I was going to say, is it a good one? No, never heard of that.
Great film. So, yeah, really enjoyed watching that last night. And then there's loads of other great actors and comedians in it as well. The talent in that movie alone is just incredible. But... if you haven't seen it and you want to watch a decent movie, Clint Eastwood's a really good director.
Yeah.
I think every Clint Eastwood movie that he's done, I've really liked.
Do you know how old Clint Eastwood is? I know we keep saying this.
Please tell me he's in his 80s.
No, he's not.
Oh, in that case, great. 72.
94.
Unbelievable.
He's 94. So he would have directed that when he was 91, 92?
Wow. Incredible. It's amazing. An incredible film. It's a great film. Jura Number 2. And you don't have to have seen the first one to enjoy it.
Hey. I might watch that. That sounds great.
Yeah. Zoe Deutsch, by the way, it's uncanny. If you're a Back to the Future fan, it is uncanny.
Like, she's his daughter.
So, what do you mean? No. In what?
So is Zoe Clint's daughter? No.
No.
Okay, I missed that bit.
Did you zone out at any point during what I just said?
No. This is why, because I was Googling Clint Eastwood's children.
Clint Eastwood's daughter is a woman who gets murdered in it.
Ah, okay, got you.
And Leah Thompson, who is the mum in Back to the Future, her daughter in real life plays Nicholas Holt's wife.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Any more questions?
Your Honour? No.
Is Toni Collette's cousin in it? Or is that...
What?
I'm confused now. No.
Who's Toni Collette's cousin?
I don't know. I need to Google the cast list again.
Is this your punchline for the end of this link? That's very weak.
I need something.
Yeah, I do. I think you need something. I think you need the sack.
There you go. The Chris and
we're Miles Show. Anyway, it's a good movie. Go watch it.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Early bird test drives are now available.
Radio X.
When it comes to hot cross buns, Waitrose haven't just gone Eastery. We've gone extra Eastery. Like swapping out raisins for extra indulgent Belgian chocolate chunks, or making hot cross buns huge and Italian to create an apple and cinnamon hot cross bunnettone. Oh, is that for me? So go on, it's Easter. Make it good. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected stores subject to availability. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and concessions.
When you switch to Virgin Media Lightning Fast M125 broadband, you do nothing. Literally nothing. We'll handle the whole process for you. That's smooth broadband and smooth switching. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Visit virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fibre areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
This is it.
Level 23.
Final round.
Let's go.
Almost. Help.
Guys.
All right, I need more power.
Boost your broadband to turbocharge your gaming and reduce lag with EE Game Mode. Even when everyone's online, this is broadband made for gaming. Search EE Broadband.
EE Game Mode requires EE Smart Hub Plus. To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
Vicky, you're taking flirting by the photocopier to first base. But oh no, lunchtime spicy chicken curry is making a very unexpected menage a trois. If heartburn hits, have the Rennie ready. It neutralizes 99% of excess acid in just 60 seconds for fast heartburn relief. Rennie Peppermint. Always read the label.
This is going to sound odd.
Unicorns are real, and I don't think we're supposed to be here.
This year, poke around.
I am telling you bad things will happen.
And find out.
I need you to act like everything is fine.
It's going
to
kill us.
I don't think I should be in swim shorts for this moment.
Paul Rudd, Jenna Ortega, Will Poulter with Tia Leone and Richard E. Grant.
Called it. There's no negotiating with monsters.
Death of a Unicorn. In cinemas everywhere now.
Here's hoping we kill Bigfoot on the way home, huh?
At Wickes, save on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £22, now £15. Shop now and feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Term supply.
This Tuesday, Amazon brings the unmissable UEFA Champions League match. Arsenal versus Real Madrid.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Arsenal versus Real Madrid. It's on Prime.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Hello, blue skies. Hello, moving onwards and upwards. Hello, taking control of your money. Say hello to tax-free investing. Open a stocks and shares ISA and act by the 5th of April to get £100 to £3,000 cash back. Hargreaves Lansdowne. Hello, life. Register and add or transfer £10,000 plus. You may get back less than you invest, and tax benefits vary. For terms and conditions, see hl.co.uk/ISA.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Just after 8 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, there are warnings some NHS hospitals are being plagued with rats and cockroaches. Unison has carried out a large staff survey and found pests thriving in buildings that are in need of repair. Alan Lofthouse from the union has told Radio X there are real problems.
There are more long-term issues with things like articulated concrete added to asbestos in walls means that actually crumbling buildings could be long-term harming staff. So we're saying actually some things need to be done quickly. NHS providers said there was a £14 billion backlog of essential repairs.
The government says it's investing more than £1 billion this year for repairs and upgrades. In other news this morning, Donald Trump's tariffs could see another day of chaos on the world's financial markets. There were losses of trillions of dollars yesterday. Big brands, including Nike and Apple, are amongst those who've seen their stock price fall. Plans to make it easier to get an appointment with an NHS dentist in England have failed. A report by a group of MPs say measures like cash incentives to encourage people into the profession haven't worked. Ministers say they're rolling out hundreds of thousands of extra urgent appointments. And Ross Kemp and Dame Kelly Holmes are joining a campaign to encourage people to hold street parties to celebrate VE Day next month. They've been on board HMS Duncan at Portsmouth Naval Base. Celebrations will take place on May the 5th.
Oh, so street parties?
Street parties.
On May the 5th?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So in other words, 8 street parties in the United Kingdom, and they're putting it on the news if everybody's having it. But if you live in a street like mine, it's not going to happen.
Oh. Well,
do you think there'll be a street party at yours?
There has been.
Do you think there will be?
I don't...
Captain, will there be a street party where you live?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps us three.
I live in London.
Yeah.
Neighbours don't even speak to each other.
That's true.
That's the law.
Yeah, it is the law.
Might be happening in the Cotswolds, but it ain't happening down here.
Sport.
Chelsea have returned to the Premier League's top four after a 1-0 win against Spurs last night. That's put more pressure on their manager, Ange Postecoglou. His side are currently 14th in the table. Fans were booing him, and when he thought they'd scored an equaliser, he cupped his ears towards supporters, but insists there was no malice in that.
I wanted them to get really excited because I felt at that point we could potentially go on and win the game. I just felt momentum was on our way. It doesn't bother me that it's not the first time they've booed my substitutions or my decisions. That's fine, they're allowed to do that, but we just scored a goal, we just scored an equaliser. I was just hoping that we could get some excitement.
The goal was ruled out by VAR. I think I'm right in saying it took 6 minutes to review that check.
God.
And England boss Serena Wiegmann says her side's in good form going into tonight's Women's Nations League match. The Lionesses take on Belgium in Bristol this evening. Scotland face Germany. Wales play Denmark in Cardiff. And Northern Ireland take on Romania.
Lionesses, Lionesses, Lionesses. My favourite lioness?
Go on.
Marriott.
Yeah.
Marriott.
Yeah. She's the most famous goalkeeper in the land, probably.
Oh, I love her. I think she's brilliant. I was on TikTok the other day. I don't know if I follow her or not, but I ended up watching loads of her videos. She just makes me smile.
She's great.
I think she's class.
She is.
I think she's funny. I think she's brilliant.
Yeah.
She posted a video where she was all dressed up, obviously, going to some kind of event.
Mm.
And it was like, basically, bear in mind, something like she's got two lives. It was just like her looking absolutely stunning, beautiful dress.
Yeah.
And then a clip of her on the pitch going, like that.
She likes an F and Jeff on the...
Oh, it's really love funny.
Weather.
With eBay, find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
A bit of early rain will move away, leaving a mainly dry and sunny day for the UK, and temperatures could be getting up to 24 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Friday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle. Sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X. Contact the Chris Moyle Show in the UK. Text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome. It's Friday. It's the weekend. Yay.
Yeah, baby.
7 minutes past eight. We'll do 20 seconds, 20K in just a bit. Mary Earps. Mary Earps.
She is brilliant.
I think she's... I just love her. I think she's awesome. And then you've got Millie Bright, who you just would never mess with. I'm sure she's a lovely, lovely woman.
I know what you mean, yeah.
But you wouldn't mess with her, would
Great
you?
Great player.
She would just, you, whatever. Liam Williamson, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then Ella Toon, mainly because of her name, if I'm being honest. Because Ella Toon just sounds brilliant.
That does. Ella Toon.
It could be a song. It could be an Italian way of cooking. It, honestly, it could be anything.
Yeah.
Ah.
You're right. What's happened?
Oh, I was on the treadmill yesterday. I pulled my Ella Toon.
Oh. I bought a new car yesterday.
What did you get?
A Skoda Ella Toon.
Oh, beautiful car. Yeah, love it.
Very good.
Yeah. Chloe Kelly's got a great name as well.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Beaver Jones. You've been gone too long. Is that this? That's it. Is that one? I'm just looking at the. I am just looking at the. Is the Leeds fan not there anymore? What's her name? Oh my god, her name's just gone out of my head.
Rachel.
Yes. Oh. Is that right?
Rachel.
Rachel.
Adedeji.
Nearly.
Yeah. What's her name?
Anyway, there you go.
Daly.
Rachel Daly.
Rachel Daly. Is she not in the squad?
I don't know.
Hmm. I don't know. Why do you sound so posh today? Is it because you've had a haircut?
Oh, it's a lovely haircut.
Your hair looks nice.
Thank you. That's very nice of you to say.
It's lovely.
Had my ears lowered.
That's good. That's always funny.
That's a classic, isn't it?
Did they wash it for you?
Washed it.
Lovely.
Washed it.
Conditioned it?
Not really.
No.
But it's pretty meaty shampoo, actually.
It's good.
Pretty powerful stuff.
Talk us through this meaty shampoo that you use.
No, it is.
What meat does it smell
shampoo.
Of?
It's my barber's shampoo.
Is that what you smell?
And it smells of meat?
Yeah.
No, but it's just like, it's going to be the good stuff. It's like,
It seems to
top shelf shampoo.
It seems to have a lot of body. You've got a lot of body in your hair.
Yeah.
That's because it's top shelf shampoo.
That's what it is.
Yeah. And you can see the boobs for beard on.
I'm saying really weird words.
And all I said was, I like your hair. And then I left it. I deliberately left it. I didn't say any more. And do you know what? He dug his own hole for himself.
Well, I'm just sort of waiting for there to be a backhanded compliment somehow.
Watch this. You ready? Pippa's just walked in. She's been out the studio. Guess what? Captain Crabbeard had his hair cut yesterday, and the fellow did it, used meat shampoo.
No.
Meat shampoo. No.
And he got it from the top shelf.
No. And he got it off the top shelf. Really, it was top shelf meat shampoo. It's mucky shampoo full of meat for lads.
No, there's
meat like Willy's.
Like beef.
There's a lot of paraphrasing going on.
Big fat sausage.
Mm. Yeah.
Sausage shampoo.
He basically, if he just switched on, Captain Crabbeard yesterday washed his hair with a sausage. I'll just chop the link down for you.
In a nutshell.
A little bit of bacon on the sides.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he washes it with the sausage. Bacon is the conditioner element to it. Job's good and looks and smells great.
Radio X. Coming up, more rip-roaring Radio X records before we play the Platinum Hour from 9 o'clock.
Paul McCartney.
We play 20 seconds to 20K shortly.
Yeah.
Someone could be winning some serious cash after our next song.
Oh, please, please, yes.
Plus, we didn't get round to our Happy Endings game yesterday with all the excellent radio we did. Right. So we might play it today.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Welcome to Friday on the funniest radio show in the world.
Hey.
The
Chris Miles Show. You know it, fella.
Radio X.
All right, 12 minutes past 8. Friday morning, weekend is here. We are going to play 20 seconds to 20K next after Stereophonics.
Yeah, you believe you're the king of the jungle. You got the t-shirt, do you know how the song goes? You're looking good, but the fact is you're lazy. But people love you because you're funny and crazy. 7-Eleven, buy a six-pack of beer. If there's a party, you're the last one to leave it. It's not too late, we could stop all the dreaming. Get out this town, look around, we don't need it. Hell and heaven, they can wait for you. So go and do all the things that you want to do. So set me free, still a VS. Come on, pretty baby, take a chance on me. I said shame on me, cause I didn't see that you were looking at me, baby, by the Pharisee.
Radiophonic C'est La Vie. Radio X is the name of the station. It's Friday morning. I am Chris Moyles. Hey, how you doing? Right. It's time to start shouting at the radio. It's 20 seconds to 20K.
The Chris Moyles Show. 20 seconds to 20K. Radio X.
Good morning, James.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, James.
Morning, James.
You all right?
Good morning, Dominic. Is it Dominic in the role?
Yeah. Oh, dear. Falling on the first hurdle,
I'm
sweet
sorry.
Cheeks.
No,
it is.
Sorry,
it is Dom, you're right.
Yes, it's Dom, and it's the guy that's on the show with me every day and has been for the last 30
Chris,
years. Yeah.
Chris Moyles and...
Yeah, don't try and be funny, because that'll only annoy me, James. I'm going to give you a heads up now. I'm going to give you a warning. If you try and be funny, right, and you won't be funny, and then I will get annoyed.
I will get nothing.
And I will literally... just don't. Let's start again, James.
Okay, yeah.
Morning, James.
Morning, Chris.
There you go. Good.
Excellent.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Yeah, I'm very, very pleased to have gotten a call back.
Okay, are you nervous?
Yes, but I'm excited, but yeah, I'm nervous. Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
How do you normally do on this feature?
Well, I was saying to Pippa, like, it varies, but I usually get at least two.
Okay.
Oh, that's really good.
Well, if you do, you'll be certainly breaking with tradition in this particular run of the game, because we've not had anybody get two so far.
Mm. Okay, right. Well, then I've put a bit of pressure on myself, but we'll see.
Well, no, not really, James. It's not. Listen, you might get three, you might get four, you might get all five. It's only easy if you know the answer.
Yeah.
You might get five.
Yeah, exactly.
You might get five of your favourite songs.
Oh, I really hope so, but yeah, we shall see.
Where are you?
I'm in Wanstead, just outside East London.
Wow, as another London listener.
London
this
listener.
Is excellent.
Yeah.
London.
Yeah, I've always been a London listener. Oh, I went to university up in Newcastle, but I kept listening to Radio X, and then I got a job in this place called Cardiff in Wales.
I'm aware of it. Can I ask you a question? Was that you trying to be funny, or did you not think that maybe I knew what Cardiff was?
No, it was me trying to be funny. Yeah, I'm sorry.
What did I tell you? I was like Robert De Niro and Goodfellas. Yeah. Like, what did I tell you? What did I tell you?
Yes. Okay. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't be funny. Yeah.
Did you enjoy Newcastle?
I loved it. Yeah, it was brilliant. City and you know, it was so much fun.
Yeah. Did you pick up the accent at all, James?
Not really, no, not at all. It was like, no, unfortunately not.
I was thinking about maybe going out for a few drinks later on tonight. I'm going to have an early dinner with a friend, and then maybe if you want to join us in the pub for a drink, Pat.
Very good. Oh, you have picked up the accent.
There you are.
Very good.
excuse me, why I pet? Is the fish fresh today?
That's it. Oh, that really is mint.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
what do you do, James? What's your job?
I was a journalist at a newspaper, and then I'm between jobs at the moment. I'm trying to break into the radio industry.
To do what?
Present.
What, your own show? Oh, that's not going to happen.
Maybe not. No, maybe become like a producer with you.
Yeah, that's not going to happen either.
Never say never.
Nice voice, James.
Yeah, I think you need to lower the bar a bit, James.
Yeah. At the moment, I'm just a community radio presenter on East London Radio.
Right.
Oh, nice.
Okay. There you go. So you're getting your feet under the table there.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, lovely. And how often are you on? Once a week?
Every Saturday morning. I co-present the morning show on East London Radio.
Okay. We've got competition.
What time are you on a Saturday morning?
10 till 12.
Hold on, we're on till 11.
Yeah.
On a minute.
I know, I'm sorry. Yeah, we're rivals of you, yeah.
Captain, change all the songs in this game to German hip-hop.
Oh, I love German hip-hop.
Yeah, yeah. I know you do. Right, so you're not married, you've got no kids or anything.
No.
Yeah. Are you single?
I am, yes, yeah.
I thought so. All right, so here's what...
Oh, thanks.
No. Good luck, James.
Shall we have a little practice on this game?
Yes, please,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it works, as you know, 20 seconds on the clock. Now, forget about everything else. Just go for song number one, okay?
So yep. I will say start the clock. You will hear a song played down the phone. You will know what the song is and you'll know the name of it. You tell me the name of the song correctly, I will stop the clock, and then that's how the game works. Okay, so okay. Let's just do a practice to make sure you can hear it all right. Mm-hmm. I'll say start the clock, the track will play, you tell me the name of the track, jobs are good and we stop the clock. Ready?
Yeah.
So just for practice, here we go. Give me the title of this track.
Under Pressure.
There you go, done.
Straight in, James, straight in. Perfect.
He didn't sound weirdly very confident.
Well, I do know. I know it's David Bowie. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, stop my music.
There you go. There you go. Pretty, very quickly, actually.
Right, so James, we're going to play for real now.
Yes.
I'm going to say start the clock. You're going to hear a track. You're going to think in your head, oh, that's... Feel free to talk out loud, by the way.
Yeah,
you're going to go,
yeah,
oh, that's... it's called... And you're going to tell me the name of it. And I will stop the clock and I'll put £1,000 on the table for you to have a think about, right?
Mm.
All we're going to do is get you £1,000 on the table.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
Are you ready to play?
I am.
He sounds so confident.
Good luck, James.
Are you ready to play? I am.
Thank you very much. I am.
There we
James,
are. That's it.
James, you're going to know it. In less than 20 seconds, we're going to be discussing what you're going to do with the money. Be confident. Manifest it. It's going to happen.
Okay.
I'm going to say start the clock. I'm going to play the track. You're going to tell me the title of the track. I will stop the clock. That's it. Really easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
For £1,000, name this song. Start the clock.
Charming man. Charmless man.
No, keep going.
Country house.
Yes!
Yay! Wow.
There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go.
Good, okay. Good lad.
Woo!
Right.
Now.
Okay. How much time have I got left?
All right, so relax. Relax.
Sorry.
Relax.
Yeah.
7.25 seconds left.
Mm.
Okay, right.
£1,000 on the table. If you decide to play on and you get it right before the clock hits zero, you'll get £2,000. If the clock goes to zero before you give them the title, you walk away with nothing. You can currently take your money, game over, and you walk away with £1,000. So I'm going to give you those options again. Number one, you've got £1,000 on the table. You can take that money. It's yours if you want it. Game's over. Well done. That's £1,000. We'll put it in your bank today. Or play on, risk that £1,000. You could make it two, but you could equally lose it and walk away with nothing. It's totally up to you.
I am going to risk it.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Wow. I would have put £1,000 on you taking that £1,000.
Okay.
Listen, I'm going to give you this, James. You've got some kahunas on you.
And you've done it once already.
Yeah.
Good luck, James.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Let's do the same thing again, but let's do it quicker. All right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I press play on the song. You're going to know it. It's going to be one of your favourites. And you're going to go, oh, boom. You're going to say the name of it. We're going to stop the clock. Okay?
Okay.
All right. For £2,000, give me the title of this song. Start the clock.
Sets up from where we was
being.
We're going to say yes.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, thank you.
You just got it.
I'm talking 0.001.
Wow. Yeah.
You got that. Now,
woo.
I'm going to ask you, would you like to play on or would you like to take your money?
Oh, it's a hard question, but I think I'm going to take the money.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow. James, well done.
Oh, my goodness.
Golden scans.
Thank you so much, right?
See, now, isn't it funny? I would have thought, and everyone's different, by the way, but it shows you, I would have thought Country House by Blur, you're going to get that in 3 seconds. I think Golden Scans is a lot trickier.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But you, it's interesting because you went, Charmless Man, Charmless Man.
Yeah.
And I went, no. Yeah. And you went, Charmless Man. And you went to say it again, like the third, and then you went, Country House.
Do you know what was really good, James? You just kept talking all the way through it, which is great.
Yeah.
It's the way to do it. And then it will come to you, and it did.
I love that, yeah. Yeah.
James,
thank you so much, guys.
You just won £2,000.
Not bad.
Not bad, not bad.
I mean, it's
thank
all...
Thank you so much.
25 past 8 on a Friday morning, and you're going to have £2,000. Fingers crossed we'll get that into your bank account today as well.
Oh, thank you so much, guys.
Are you doing your show tomorrow morning?
I am,
There you go. Look at that.
A little spring in your step now for tomorrow.
And, it's a lot more money than I get usually for the show, so, yeah.
I'm going to guess it's £2,000 more than you normally get.
Oh, do you know what? You might be right.
Mate, I'm gonna say it now. I'm gonna speak for everybody on the show. Well, I'm definitely gonna be able to speak for Captain.
Yeah.
When you said you were gonna play on for that second one, Captain actually jumped out of his chair and put his head in his hands as if to go, "You absolute idiot,
James." I couldn't believe it, mate. I couldn't. I was like, "You've just thrown away a grand." But fair play to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, guys.
Well done, James.
£2,000, you're the first winner on 20 Seconds 20K in about a year and a half. So well done.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, that's so brilliant. Thank you so much, guys.
You are welcome. Well played. You played a very good game. Enjoy your weekend and enjoy your £2,000. Good luck, James.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, buddy. So nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
Bye, James.
Now.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, my Lord.
That was tight.
Now, a lot of texts were flying in going about him before the game. And then we're getting a lot of fair plays.
Yeah.
Fair play.
That was a brave call, I thought.
Yeah.
Hands up, be honest. Who thought, you absolute muppet, you got 7.2 seconds left and you're playing on, you idiot. You're going to lose £1,000, you absolute moron. Oh, he got it.
Yeah.
That was so close. He literally said it as I was about to go, oh.
Yeah, he really did.
That's why I went, and Pippa's eyes went up, and it was like, oh, it hasn't actually gone to zero.
He said it.
You did.
Right on the nose.
He walked away with £2,000. Now, do you think you'd have done better? Were you going... Did you do this? Did you go... Country House. All right, do you want to play on? Yeah, I'll play on. Okay, start the clock. Golden Scans. Now, if you did that, shouting at the radio, and you'd have had over 10 seconds left, would you have gone for the third one? Because the third one is worth £5,000. Or would you have gone, do you know what, I'm taking my £2,000. £2,000 goes a long way. It's up to you. But you need to be on the radio Monday morning playing the game to be able to make that decision. And we need a caller to play Monday. Do you want to play Monday? Do you want to try and win some money? James just walked away with £2,000. That could be your Monday, maybe winning even more. I have a qualifying question, so listen up, pay attention. In 2005, the US version of The Office was created. But which American actor plays the lead character, Michael Scott? In the US version of The Office, which American actor plays the lead character, Michael Scott? If you want to play on Monday morning, text the word play and your answer and send it to 83936. You've got to do it on a text. Got to start with the word play. So you will write the word play. You will write the answer, and you'll send it to 83936. Who plays Michael Scott in the American version of The Office? Write the word play, write your answer, send it to 83936. That text is going to cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. You need to be available to answer your phone when we close the lines at 7:45 Monday morning. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play the game. All the